Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good buddy Stephen Baum back on the show. Stephen has been advising CEOs like you and me. That's right, you're a CEO too, small business owners. But he's been advising CEOs for quite a few years. First as an employee of a national international consulting firm, and now doing his own thing, as especially as a Vistage leader. He's the author of What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch, and he's one of the smartest guys I know. Stephen Baum, welcome back to the show.
Really good to be with you, Jim.
Good to have you back. Stephen, one of the things I like about your joining us is that you're out there, you know, face-to-face with real small business owners, just like my audience. And you've got some stories that you can tell us about. Obviously, as I said earlier in the hour, we no names because we protect the innocent and the guilty. But talk to us about some of the things you're seeing out there with your customers, your clients, dealing with the issues of the economy these days and the uncertainty of the government.
Well, they all went through a terrible patch in 08 and 09. And what they found recently is they have done all the cost-cutting they can possibly do.
Yep.
They're not going to get out of where they are with more cuts in cost. And they're looking around as to how they deal with change. And they know there's plenty of uncertainty. The rules of all sorts of things are going to change. The economy is going to be bad. But they are the boss. And the boss has two responsibilities. One's to navigate through the turbulent air. Mm-hmm. And the second is to get everybody on the same page, moving in the right direction. I'll give you an example of a fellow who owns a couple of small business franchises, mm-hmm. in consumer businesses, their home services, and mm-hmm. cost-cutting has run its course. He got together with a couple of guys that he had brought into the business. He'd given them a small piece of equity in the franchises, so they are, in effect, owner-managers under him.
They're getting invested, aren't they?
That's right. They got invested. That's the beginning of it. He figured out that they had to do a couple of things. They had to professionalize their marketing. And so he sat down with them and socialized with them the idea of bringing in somebody who could do direct-to-consumer marketing almost on a daily trial-and-error basis, because you got to keep changing it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you tried yesterday on the radio or the Internet or anything else is probably not going to work next week. You got to mm-hmm. try something else. So he sat down with these guys, and he so what I call socialized the idea of becoming a more professional organization. And he set professional expectations with budgets and goals and the rest of it. And they have a weekly phone call now with these guys all together, and they share best practices.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing he's done is he said, "We need more footprint because the if
can
we
I
have
stop you
scale,
for a second? Can I stop you for a second? What I like about what you just said, which is something that too many small business owners don't do well enough,
mm-hmm.
and that is regular get-togethers with the leaders.
Well,
too many small
he
businesses
wasn't doing that,
avoid okay. anything that looks like a meeting.
He was not doing that, and the Vistage Group asked him how he avoided surprises, how he set expectations,
yeah.
how he found out what was going on.
Right.
And over time, with little help from his Vistage pals, he designed a very efficient way to have a weekly phone call
yeah.
and a monthly in person that is worth 10x more time than it costs
it's,
to have the
it's
meeting.
It's all the difference in the world. So, folks, that's an important lesson to take from this. All right, now go ahead, Stephen.
Well, the second thing he decided was he needed a little more scale, and so he started looking at footprint, and he found two other franchises from the same mothership and negotiated his way into having two more franchises, so now he has four of these little businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And in the course of expanding his footprint, that gave him enough scale to bring on a number two.
Mm-hmm.
He could not have afforded that 3 or 4 years ago.
Right.
No way. But he has now brought on a number two, and she is changing his life because it's fresh views, fresh ideas,
right.
taking some of the load off, and letting him think about the things that are going to change how much money he makes. And
letting him play the role of CEO more now instead of just manager.
That's exactly right. As one of the guys said, I went from being a checkbook manager to being a real CEO, thinking
right.
about 6 months from now instead of 6 minutes from
That's
now.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Now, part of his success is getting the guys in his business, the installation manager, this consumer service manager,
right.
and now these new equity managers on the same page. And basically sitting down with them and asking them three questions, which he heard at a Vistage conference,
right.
was really
right.
a terrific way to do
quickly,
this.
Quickly, what are those questions? Quickly.
The first is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how ready are you to do what I'm talking about doing?
Number 2.
Question 2 is, when the answer comes back a 2 or a 3 on a scale of 1 to 10, what would it take to get you up to a 4? And the third question is, what can I do to move you in that direction?
Good questions. We're going to talk some more about this with Stephen Baum. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.